Okay, that's in English, right?
1 second, yes. Yes, this is a question from Bhanu Parvni from Varanasi. And the question is, I have been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but for some time I couldn't chant due to my laziness. How to overcome this?
Stick your head in the Ganges. What can you tell a lazy person? Living in Varanasi, then do something useful to get yourself moving and just start chanting. Or go to the funeral pyres and imagine that you're going to be there pretty soon. And therefore you should do something about it. Then?
His second question is, somebody asked me why we should not eat non-veg. When I replied, she said, Muslims every day eat non-veg. Please give
Who?
Me... Muslims. Please give me a perfect answer so that I understand better and why we want more in nature. And if we are not, if we don't get more from it, people just ignore us. I don't understand the end, but...
The second part doesn't seem to make sense.
Yes. Something, why we should eat non-veg.
Well, we eat non-veg because that's what Krishna says. We eat foods in the mode of goodness, not foods in the mode of ignorance. Tigers eat raw flesh. Does that mean we have to do it? Pigs eat all kinds of unmentionable things. We don't do that. So we do things. Why do we do things? We do things because that's what Krishna says. That's our basic constitution. Whatever Krishna says, that's what we do. And that's why we should do it. Aside from the fact that it's unhealthy, it's uneconomical, it causes so much violence to other living entities. You don't need to be a genius to figure out why you shouldn't eat meat. Then?
This is a question from Najrod. He's saying that we're in the Kali Yuga, and is Kali a supernatural entity, or is he living on Earth? And can we protect ourselves from him with the holy name?
He lives everywhere. He's on Earth. He's on other planets. His influence is everywhere. And it's only by the shadow of the offenseless chanting of Krishna's holy name, one can protect oneself from the influence of Kali. That's why. And what is the influence of Kali? Illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. These are the places where Kali thrives. And devotees who chant Hare Krishna, they're able to restrain from these activities. And that way you can see that one becomes protected. And then when we see when devotees neglect chanting Hare Krishna, then they also become attracted by intoxication and illicit sex and so many other things that promote that, like movies or who knows what, where all of those things take place. They think this is entertainment. So Harinama Eva Kevalam, everything is in Krishna's holy name. And last one.
Is that protection immediate when we chant? Is that protection immediate when we start chanting? Or it has to build up?
It's immediate, but it also builds up. As soon as one chants without offense, then one is protected. But the protection it becomes stronger, so that it's not just firstly some physical activity, but thoughts in the mind and so on. And none of these enticements of Kali then enter if one really applies oneself to the process of chanting. And of course, chanting means not just say the Hare Krishna mantra, but also all the activities that relate to chanting Hare Krishna, such as reading, and these are all integral to that, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees. So that's all part and parcel of taking shelter of the holy name. Okay.